There's been another ugly election season, this time in Indonesia's capital city. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to talk about the results of the race for governor in Jakarta and the impact on Indonesia's Christians. And then stay tuned for the final chapter of a Vietnam veteran's struggle with PTSD, plus the ministry that helped him to find hope and purpose. We'll start today, though, in Jakarta, where the election is over for the governor of Indonesia's capital city. The world has watched as the city's first Christian governor ran for re-election against an Indonesian Muslim in the Muslim-majority nation. And yesterday, Basuki Cahayapurnama, the Christian candidate, conceded the race to his Muslim opponent, Anies Baswedan. While Purnama had a strong lead for much of the election season, he was accused of blasphemy by radical Muslim groups. And Purnama, an ethnically Chinese Christian, now faces trial in Indonesia on those blasphemy charges. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
"The challenge now as we come out of this election and looking at it is just what political rights are Christians going to have moving forward?"
Indonesia officially holds to Pancasila, a philosophy that encourages different religions to live side by side in harmony. But analysts say that this recent election might actually signal a growing confidence in the use of religion as a political weapon by the Muslim majority population. So please, take a moment to pray for Indonesia.
I think we want to pray for the country as a whole. We want to pray for wisdom for the leaders who are in place there. Pray that the church there will stand boldly and strongly for truth and for Christ, regardless of which way the political winds blow, regardless of the outcome of any particular election.
And then despite Pakistan's efforts to shut down Facebook, other social media platforms are still available. Now, Pakistanis are informally policing them. FMI's Bruce Allen shares,
"The incident happened at Abdul Wali Khan University in northern part of Pakistan. 23-year-old student name of Mashal Khan, along with another student, Abdullah, both were attacked in this riot. Hundreds to thousands of students participated in the riot, and in fact, police were tipped off that this was going to occur, and they had 20 officers on the site who stood by and did nothing."
Rioters believed that the journalism student had posted blasphemous content on social media, and that riot ended with the student's death.
"Once an allegation of blasphemy is leveled against anyone, whether it's another Muslim, whether it's a Christian, or someone else from a minority religion, their life is basically forfeit, whether they spend the rest of their life in jail or it never even gets to trial, because people try and seek their own form of justice, and often it is so skewed."
So here's how they're asking us to pray. They're risking their lives and a potential blasphemy charge to follow Jesus and share the gospel. So pray boldness for them. And finally, yesterday we began telling you Bill Host's story, a Vietnam veteran struggling with PTSD. It was when he realized that he needed to address the spiritual side of his troubles that he heard about Warrior Set Free, a program of Set Free Ministries. And with the guidance of other veterans, Host learned how to deal with life's challenges using biblical methods. As a result, he began trusting God again. Today, he's helping other veterans navigate their own struggles.
"It's not really me. It's the Lord working through me. But still, just being used feels better to me than, you know, just passing people on to programs and things that, you know, would occupy you for a while, but not go to the core."
So maybe you're a veteran who has some baggage and you need help. Perhaps this is your first time hearing that the gospel has an answer. Or maybe you used to trust God and you're struggling right now. Either way, Host encourages you to turn to the Lord.
"I'm not saying that, you know, it's all fun and games and roses, but I'm just saying that it's much easier. The things that I found difficult are manageable. You know, I guess I wish I would have came back sooner."
We have more details about Warrior Set Free at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. What if you could share the gospel just by cooking a meal in your kitchen at home? Well, now you can, with the help of the special cookbook offered by Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Each recipe has a woman's faith story with it. Get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.